You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. Today on the show, we have Justin, who attended last night's celebration tour in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you, Stefan. Good to see you.
Good to see you. What a tramp.
What a tramp. Thanks, Donald.
I'm referencing Justin's wonderful Justify My Love picture hybrid What a Tramp t-shirt. Is that what you wore to the show last night?
I did. Yeah, it says a celebration tour at the bottom. So it was an original.
Nice.
So Donald
who made that for you?
Donald Ellie. I think I said his last name, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had him on the show a couple seasons
ago. Yeah. Yeah, he's great. So super talented. I love my shirt. So thank you, Donald.
Nice. I'm glad. I love custom creations.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So let's dive right in and talk about Celebration. Was this your first Celebration tour experience?
Third and final.
Three times the charm. Where were the other two times that you saw her?
Brooklyn in December. With my New York girls.
That nice. Which show in Brooklyn?
We did the Thursday night, so I think the 14th.
Okay, so I missed you by 2 days. I missed you by 2 days.
Yeah. We ran into some people, though. We ran into, like, a lot of people from the podcast that have been on the podcast. We saw Bright Light, and just a couple other people. It was pretty good. And that the seats were good for that. We had kind of a straight-on angle. I think we were in, like, the 100, like high 100s or maybe low 200s. I don't know, but that's a pretty small venue, Barclays.
I don't remember if I've ever seen a show in Barclays before then, but I'm like, if I can ever see a show in Barclays, I will, because it is so small there.
It's tiny. Yeah. I saw Rebel Heart there too, and my seats were also great. But I really enjoyed that show because we were in the first row of our section. So there's no one in front of us, which was great. And then last week I went to LA at the Forum on Saturday night. And that was also great. We had kind of nosebleeds, but I was kind of straight on from the stage. I went with like eight friends, my husband eight of our friends. So that was fantastic. It's just fun to go with a big group.
Did you have any celebrity sightings in LA?
In LA, I'm trying to think. Did we see anyone famous? I don't know. It's LA. Famous people everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually don't think we did. Just ran into a bunch of people that we know. I mean,
honestly,
like,
sometimes it's such an onslaught of like sensory overload when you're at the show that like, it's, I mean, like when Liberty and I were at the Philly show, we kept running into people like listeners and this, that. And I was just like, I felt like I couldn't even appreciate what was happening because it was just a constant chaos happening.
Right.
You know, it was,
It's a lot of people. Yeah, for sure. It's total sensory overload. But I was also in the nosebleed, so I don't think anyone was going to be up there with us, which was fine. Also, the Forum's a great venue. It's small. I think a couple people have said that from people you talk to, which is great. And then last night we were on the floor. And again, like you said, multiple angles is key. I mean, it's being that close to Madonna. It was fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
So where were your seats last night?
Okay. So we were on the floor. Don't kill me. I can't remember which.
I think one of your friends posted video. You were on the side of the Papa Don't Preach bed.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
You were a couple rows behind that right handed catwalk.
Right. And like right where the stage comes up for a bedtime story, like she was right there. I mean, we were pretty close to her quite a bit. I'm not super tall, so I was like, and I don't really like pulling out my phone. I only took a couple pictures. I'm like not good at it. I just want to, he got some better video and he's taller than I am. So hopefully I'll get some good vid from him later.
Yeah. So after seeing it three times now, what are your thoughts and impressions of the Celebration tour?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, this is, I've never seen a show three times. I usually go twice. I don't know. It's pretty epic. Like, cause you really, like you, Steve said this a couple times with people on this tour. It's like, every time you go, you see something different. Mm-hmm. And I think being up close, I was like, oh, I'm more of like a wide visual person just in general. I like to kind of like see everything going on. So I've enjoyed my last couple seats, Brooklyn and LA, but being up close, you get so much detail of like what they're wearing and how she's interacting like with her kids. Like it was so cute. I was like, oh my God, you're just their mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
like,
yeah. Yeah.
The way she looks at them and like, you know, it's really, really sweet. And you can tell she has a good energy with her dancers. Like they genuinely seem like they're having a great time, which I mean, that's what you want to see when you're at a concert. You don't want someone to be just going through the motions. You want them to look like they're actually into what they're doing, which was great.
Totally. Yeah. And I think also now we've gotten to the point in the tour where they're past the halfway point, you know, like now it's like before they were sort of just like going along. Now it's like more of like the countdown towards the end. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I'm sure maybe not Madonna, you know, cause I assume she, after a while, she's probably just like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. But like the dancers, I'm sure are becoming more nostalgic in terms of,
oh like, yeah,
let's appreciate this while we've got it, because this, you know, A-list experience is rapidly coming to a close.
100%. Plus the notoriety they're going to get. And like, I mean, think about all the dancers from the last tours that we all follow and think are amazing. They've all had pretty impressive careers, some of them, you know what I mean? It's like, hopefully that works out for all of these guys and they are able to, you know, find new equally cool jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I assume all of the dancers for the most part are super young and they will definitely have any dance opportunity they probably want after this, or depending on where they want to go, you know, I mean, do they want to teach? Do they want to, you know, I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of opportunities open.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
what were some of your favorite parts from the show? So, and also I do agree, like I love having had the opportunity to get the full picture perspective because you can sort of see how they designed it. And then I love like if you come in a little closer and then you can sort of like feel like you're part of the show, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Being on the floor was pretty great. I'm not going to lie. I mean, nosebleeds were cool, but being on the floor was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Favorite parts. I mean, I love the opening. I love Ray of Light. It's one of my faves, the album. So she just looks amazing. I love the dress. It's phenomenal. I really like Holiday, especially as it goes into Live to Tell. It's just that the artistry is next level, especially for the queer community. I just think it's fantastic. And I lose my absolute fucking shit for Ray of Light. Like it's just the lasers, and I love that. That's my favorite remix. We'll get there. I just absolutely lose my mind. It's so cool. And she's just up there and you can tell she's having a good time because she probably loves that song.
Yeah.
It's an absolute classic. I mean, I totally lose my mind. And the energy at that point in the concert is just perfect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love it.
Those are probably my favorite parts.
Those are my three favorite parts if I had to.
Gotcha. And so what was the crowd like in Phoenix? Some of the like lesser known cities,
right?
In terms of the market, like I say lesser known, meaning like non, like no New York, no LA, no Miami, you know, like those are like
the
huge, big banner cities. But like Phoenix, Arizona, I thought that was one of those. I mean, she's been to Arizona before, but I just thought it was one of those like, sort of like, oh, that's an interesting choice for her to
absolutely
visit. What was the crowd like?
They were on it. I mean, they were great. And she even commented, she's like, I wasn't sure what to expect tonight, but you guys are bringing it out. And like, I mean, people were dressed up. It is definitely a scene. I mean, obviously skews a bit on the, you know, older side, obvious because it's Madonna fans. So, but I mean, you know, the girls in there, late 40s to mid 50s were all in their 80s Madonna get up. It was great. Like, tons of gay boys. I mean, there's all the gays were out, like they're in full force. A lot of great t-shirts. I did see quite a few, like we saw a couple like kids with, I mean, they were under 18 with their parents and they were dressed like 80s Madonna, which I thought was awesome.
That's fun.
Like, you know about this from TikTok? Or literally your parents are my age and like they probably, you probably grew up on Redonna because mom and dad love them, you know? So
yeah. Or I applaud the parents that are taking their children to see Madonna, because I think that's one of those things where the kids might not appreciate it in the moment, or right. maybe they do, you know, like, but in 20 years, they will fully appreciate the fact that like, oh wow, I got to see Madonna, you know, like
right.
what an Absolutely. Awesome, like this icon in our entertainment industry, and they'll love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I went, two of my friends I'm staying with here in Phoenix, this is their second time seeing Madonna, and they went as kids. They can't remember which tour it was. I'm like dying. I'm like, what year was it? Like, I can tell you what tour, and neither of them could really remember, but they had that same experience. Like they saw her when they were, you know, under 18. Now they're going as adults. So it's like, you know, it's a totally different experience, but they remember it, which is cool that their parents took them.
Yeah. Full circle almost.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
What did she talk about during the speech? Like her big post "Don't Tell Me" speech.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm trying to remember it. So it was such a, it went so fast, but I'm trying to think, what did she talk about? She was a little quieter than like, she definitely was quicker this time than she was in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, she yapped on for quite a bit. She was yapping. I was like, all right, babe, we got it. Thanks. I don't really trying to remember. I think it's just the standard stuff that she's been talking about in all the shows. You know?
Shine your light, be a light in the world. Right. Over the top.
That's right.
Do you remember who the Vogue ballroom judge was?
I meant to look that up before we got on the call, Stefan, and I didn't.
Do you know if it was a drag queen?
It was definitely a drag queen.
Okay. Well, because that was one of the other interesting things where I'm like, what? Like in LA, New York, Miami, you know, like Chicago even, you know, I was like, okay, she'll have celebrities that she can sort of bring up. But I was like, what's she going to do in the, like those other cities where it's like not really known for celebrities? And then, so I was curious who might be like somebody in Phoenix.
I should have asked the boys before I went to bed. I don't know if they recognized her.
Well, I was going to say, you can't ask them now because they're probably still sleeping.
They're probably still asleep. Yeah. It's probably a local queen. She was great. I mean, it was epic. I mean, I love that part of the show too. It's fantastic. So
yeah,
my LA show, we had the one from Euphoria, and I don't watch the show, but it's on my list of shows to watch. So now I'm like, I want to see who it was. I looked her up. She's like, you know, Gen Z.
yeah. Alexi Kids. Or Alexa, yeah. Or yeah, I think that's well. And did she start at a decent hour last night for you? Do you remember what?
I mean, I'm not bothered by it. I know, been going to Madonna concerts since Reinvention Tour. Let me think. She's went on, I think, about 10:05, a little.
Yeah,
late,
I think that she's been averaging that time around now. Yeah. You know, like it's. Yeah. And so,
She went on at 10 on the dot in LA, like I think exactly 10. So she went on like 5 or 10 minutes later last night, which was fine. I mean, we were just chatting with the people behind us. They were great. So
yeah. Was everybody awesome. Standing on the floor? Do you remember?
I mean, I wasn't even paying attention to anybody else. yeah, I'm pretty sure people were, I looked around a couple of times. Most of the people on the floor were into it and had their fucking phones out the whole time, which drives me crazy, but it's fine. You know, it is what it is. You can't.
Yeah. I tried it because I went to multiple shows. I was like, okay, for some shows I'm going to film record a couple songs, but I was like, I'm like back and forth between, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to appreciate this show and you know, appreciate this number. And then I'll record this number instead. And so that way, so that I had a even mix of, taking stuff in live, and you know, because I was like at the end of the tour, I'm like, oh, hopefully I'll have like had a chance to maybe record almost every number. And like looking back on all the footage now, I'm like, oh, I don't have this number. I don't have that number. Shoot. You know, like there's just like, I guess it's like the same numbers that I was like, oh, I'm going to take a break. Like, I don't have everybody. I don't think I recorded Bad Girl. So it's like, it's just weird that I'm like, oh, I guess this is when I was taking a break.
Totally. I know it's hard too. Cause you like, you want to get it as steady as possible. I see people trying to be, I'm a boomer with a phone. I'm like, I don't know. I'm taking terrible pictures and having to edit it later. So
I just wanted to like preserve the tour in as steady and solitary a moment as possible, just because I know that the ensuing tour film is going to be rapid fire cuts and edits and this. And I was like, I'm a purist. I just want to be able to see her perform and take it in as a spectator. And I know that that sort of eliminates the glitz and glam and you don't really feel the energy that you do when you're in person. But I was like, I don't care. I just want a steady shot of Madonna dancing and moving and interacting with her dancers. That's all. So
absolutely. Honestly. And like, be great. People like us would pay for both. You know, I'd pay for the still one and then the like one that's going to give me, you know, vertigo.
You know what? I would love that. Like if you could sort of like do an like a choose your own tour film adventure where it's like, if you want the opt, like right before the tour starts and you get like three options, you could be like, you know, like slow version where it's like a shot every couple of seconds, you know, like it doesn't cut for a while. And then there's maybe like the medium where it's like, it's a little bit more, you know, rapid fire. And then if you wanted the, you know, like seizure inducing rapid fire cutting, then you can choose that. But I would love like, give me, and fine, if that makes me old, I don't care, but I just want a slower pace, you know?
Exactly. Slow it down, Granny.
give me like three different cameras and then like a wide, a medium, and a close up.
Right.
And then I'm fine. Exactly. You know, like,
and we're set. It's so easy. Come on, Milana, do it for us.
I mean, because they have the footage, you know, like it's just a separate, it's just a separate edit. That's all it is.
Totally.
Did you buy
one of the other? Merch. I did not buy any merch. I just like, they just look like they fit so awkwardly. And I'm particular about like when I won't wear a shirt if it doesn't fit right. I feel like I'm swimming in it. I'm like, I'm not wearing this. Like, no, I may buy some. I'm going to be like you. I may do some online shopping later on after the tour if there's anything left. I have so many Madonna shirts. And like, I don't know. I don't need a million more. Like, yeah, it's cool. There's some good ones.
This tour, my drawer has filled up.
Yeah. I really love the Justin Teodoro ones. I need to get one. They're great. But I think I can get that on his website too. I don't need to stand in line
They're on Madonna.com. You can get them.
They're on her site. Okay, cool. Perfect. One of the things too, I wanted to mention, and I don't know if anyone else has said this from floor seats, but again, like I'm more of like, I like seeing things from above and like just getting like a wide angle view of a show. Being on the floor, you see all of the like workings that go into like getting ready for the next song and stuff like that. And it's really interesting. I'm like, oh my God, they're already getting ready for Live to Tell. Like I didn't even know, like stuff I just didn't notice.
Yeah.
Being so far up, you get a totally different perspective on the floor. And I saw Rebel Heart on the floor too, but I don't really remember that. I don't know. Maybe it hasn't been a while. So,
that was about 10 years ago. So,
I know, Jesus, we were talking about that. I went with a friend who I saw Rebel Heart with, so I'm like, Jesus, I can't believe it's been 9 years. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is the fun of sort of, you're on the floor seats, if you're close to the stages, you can sort of, you get a peek behind the curtain a little bit, you know, where it's like you can see, oh, she's taking your attention over here on the left while they prepared this on the right. Or, it's like, because from further away, sometimes the lighting actually does mask the spots on the stages where they're not lit. Like on Die Another Day, the first couple times I saw it, I was further away. So that moment when all the lights go up and suddenly all of the dancers are all over the stages, I was like, oh my God, how did that happen? When I was in the pit, I saw them, you know, getting into place because you can sort of see through the darkness. But it's fun. It's a good. So no more celebration for you. This was it.
This is it. Yeah, no, that's my final. I don't know. Maybe I'll meet you in Liberty in Austin or something. I'm just kidding.
I know.
It would be amazing.
I keep checking Ticketmaster, and because I would love to do Austin, but if I'm going to fly to see her again, I want to be like in her crotch, you know, like I want to
exactly.
be like right up in her crotch, you know, like, so I'm like,
totally.
And there's no pit tickets and there's no like, and now maybe those tickets will be made available a little closer to the time. Fine. But
right.
I haven't jumped on the ticket yet.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, but then you have to get there. That's the thing. And you're in Philly. It's like a schlep all the way halfway across.
Honestly, flying to Austin is not, I've seen some flights. It's not fun. It's like, that's the thing. I'm like,
the prices are ridiculous.
This is not good. However, I will mention this for anyone listening who missed out on the opportunity to purchase one of the coveted Celebration Tour rosaries. I snatched up a Toronto silver rosary, which I will be reselling. So if you'd like to help fund my trip to Austin to see the show one more time, contact me. Slide into those DMs.
I love it. That's awesome.
Well, because I'm like, I bought one, and then I'm like, why am I buying a rosary?
Right.
I'm like, when am I? I'm like, I'm
when are you going to use this?
Yeah. When am I wearing this? And if I wear it, I'd be nervous that it was going to break or something.
Right. I want to see you walking around town holding your rosary.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'll go to one of the churches in South Philadelphia on a Sunday morning holding my Madonna rosary. I'm sure they'll love
it. All the ladies will love it. That's great.
Oh, God. Well, Justin, thanks for coming on the show. I know you had to get up early for the, well, I mean, you went to sleep in those clothes. So you just rolled out of bed to.
I did. I kind of did just roll out of bed. I did put the shirt back on because I'm like, I have to rep for the live.
But before you go, it's time for a little segment we like to call the lightning round. As you know, as a listener, these answers meant to be quick off the top of your head wherever you're at in your Madonna journey, so don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Nobody Knows Me.
Oh, good one. Follow up on that. Do you like album version or I'm Going to Tell You a Secret / Reinvention Tour version?
Oh, the Reinvention Tour is so good. Just because of the visuals. I do love the album version, though.
Yeah. Actually, I wish that they hadn't taken I'm Going to Tell You a Secret or the Reinvention Tour audio off of streaming, because sometimes I'm in a mood for both. You know, like one time I'm like, oh, I want the album version. No, I want the live version. So
the live version is so good. You're right. Ugh, yeah. Why is it off streaming? What the heck?
I know. There must have been. I still to this day don't know why they took it off streaming, but it irritates me all the time.
So. Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Favorite Madonna album?
American Life.
Mm. Favorite Madonna remix?
Ray of Light, the Sasha Ultra Violet. Is that what it is? Sasha Ultra.
Yeah, oh, nice.
I mean, right now it's my favorite. There is that other one that came out probably like a month ago, that Nothing Fails. It's really long. Peter something.
Peter Rohoffer?
No, it's not Peter Rohoffer. It's another one. I'll send it to you. I'll DM it to you. But it's such a good song. I mean, I love Nothing Fails and I love a remix of it. So, but that's
I love that you're
second.
Such an American Life stan.
I am a stan. I know. I'm
Why? Really
it. I just love the album. I mean, I just love how controversial it is. I just think that period of, I was probably 23 when that album came out, and just like all the shit that was going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And she's just always on the right side of history, like calling out Bush and all that garbage that was happening in the Middle East. It was just fantastic. She's just, it's so ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get the credit it deserves, in my opinion, but that's my soapbox for American Life.
Favorite Madonna music video.
What It Feels Like for a Girl. I don't love Guy Ritchie like the rest of us, but it gives the Guy Ritchie vibes is epic. And I just think she looks awesome in it.
Guy Ritchie's vibe works for that video.
100%. Yeah. And I do like some of his movies. I think he's a talented director, but him as a person, I'm like, he seemed like an asshole.
Yeah. treat our queen unfairly. You're trash. You know, like,
also he just doesn't seem like a very kind person in general, but I mean, I don't know. The same could be said about her, I'm sure.
I think on any given day, we all go through a wide variety Amen. Of different moods. So catch me starving after like not being able to eat for a couple of hours, and I probably won't be your best friend either.
Or another person. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Catch me before I've had some caffeine.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. I haven't had any yet. You're my caffeine.
Oh, right God. Now, I'm surprised. You should be drinking along. Should be drinking along with it. Favorite Madonna music video.
Celebration. I love the dress. And nice. I didn't realize in the concert they do that. One of the dancers is dressed like that. I didn't realize it the first two times I went. And I was
with the blonde wig, the short blonde wig?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check the footage on that. I don't remember if I've seen, because there's so many of them on stage. I don't think I knew all of the looks that are on display there. Oh, that's fun that they...
And I love the League of Your Own. I thought that was such peaches, a great, so smart. Like, who thought of that? That was great. A couple of my friends commented on it too. I'm glad that they got it. Cause I mean, if you haven't seen the movie in 30 years, you may have forgotten. You're like, what is she wearing that for? Yeah. So, yeah.
Favorite Madonna tour.
Drowned World. It was the first one I ever saw. It was right before 9/11. Sorry, there's a plane going over me. And it's just so theatrical. I could watch it over and over. It's kind of dark too. It's weird because I guess I do kind of like more dark Madonna music, like American Life. I love the bubblegum pop stuff too, but it takes a second. It takes a backseat.
There were a couple moments in Drowned World Tour where she made it light. You know what I mean? Like as many people, because there are people who constantly, no, that tour was too dark. No, it was too dramatic. Yeah. This and that. And I'm like, she was pole dancing to Beautiful Stranger.
Right. You know? Exactly. Exactly.
She was doing, like, that silly Oh Dear Daddy country song, you know, like,
right.
There were many moments of levity in that. And then some very quintessential, beautiful Madonna moments where I'm like, you know, like, we got quintessential, like, Impressive Instant. You've got, you know, like, I love the Spanish version she does for What It Feels Like for a Girl, the dancing for La Isla Bonita, the music where she, you know, like with the deep knee squats and then Holiday. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I always think it's strange when people are like, oh, no, I don't like Drowned World Tour. I'm like, why?
You know, why? Like, it's great. Yeah.
Maybe because there weren't some, like, there wasn't no Like a Prayer, there was no Vogue, there, you know, like, maybe that's what they were like expecting. But I'm like, well, but there's plenty of hits in that show.
Yeah, absolutely. They want the 80s Madonna. A lot of people want that exact. They want Borderline, and I'm like, okay, cool, but like, she's got a lot of hits, so you're gonna have to pick.
I don't know. I mean, like, when they drag those the sleeves off of her in Frozen, and she goes into, you know, I'm like, I don't know how you're not on board by that. When Madonna's flying during Sky Fits Heaven, like, how are you not loving this? I don't know.
I mean, if you're not gagged at that, I don't know. You have a high bar.
I mean, I went with a friend of mine, a dearly departed friend of mine, and he was freaking out when she was falling. Oh, I had seen it the night before, so I knew it was going to happen. Okay. He did not. And he was like, he was a little overserved. And he was like screaming so loud that she was flying. Like, it was, it all over again. So yeah, it was fun. Anyway, sorry, this is the longest lightning round in the world. Favorite Madonna movie?
Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
That's iconic Madonna. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a music video, a tour, a photo shoot.
I mean, I really love that dress in the Celebration video. I don't know why. I just think it's so cute. I just think she looks amazing in it. That's I don't know the way it fits. So I don't know why. Like, I have strange taste, obviously.
No, it's just like, I don't think I've ever had anybody on the show say Celebration for video or for look. It's that's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, leave it to me.
Well, Justin, thanks again. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find you on social, or don't you care about that?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, most of these people will probably already follow me. I'm on Instagram. It's Salad for Days, and there's like four A's in days. So feel free to tag
that's
me.
Right. That's right. I can never find your handle because I'm like, what? Oh, right. Salad. Right. Right.
You could also type in my name. So it should pull it up. But yeah.
Well, and remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button. Give us a donation that way on YouTube. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We're going live, counting down, tick-tock, only a couple weeks left. We're going to be going live as much as possible. I can't do every show, but I will do as many as I can. So follow along, and until next time, everybody, Justin, stay on the line. We're just going to wave goodbye.
I will. Folks.
And everyone, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye, everybody.